Apartments.com knows that we've been doing everything from home lately. Working from home, exercising from home, schooling from home, breakfast, lunch, and dinnering from home, wishing we were anywhere else on the planeting from home. But with all that extra time we've had inside our homes, we've gained a newfound appreciation for making sure our place is the right place for us. That's where Apartments.com comes in. Apartments.com has the most rental listings across apartments, homes, townhomes, and condos, as well as powerful search tools. So it's easy to find that special somewhere that offers exactly what you need. And thanks to its 3D virtual tours, you can explore your potential new place from anywhere. That includes such exotic locales as a boudoir, your walk-in pantry, your al fresco dining area, even your guest powder room if you're feeling adventurous. Just about anywhere with an internet connection. So let your fingers enjoy a stroll across the nearest keyboard and visit Apartments.com to start your rental search today. Apartments.com, the most popular place to find a place. This episode of Chrisley Confessions is brought to you by Hyundai. Check out the new 2022 Tucson at Hyundai.com. Good morning, everyone. It's Julie
and Savannah
with Chrisley Confessions. Thank you so much. I don't get to do that intro. It's usually your dad that does. Good morning. Welcome to Chrisley Confessions. It's Todd and Julie.
Well, I get to take over dad's spot today.
Yes.
I know a lot of you are very sad because of that, but, you know, just stick with us.
No, I love having you on because you're not on very often. And when you do, you bring just a different vibe to the podcast. And I like it. I'd like to say a more youthful vibe, if you will.
I know. I try. I tell them all the time, y'all. I'm like, y'all sometimes just sound old, you know? Like,
and you know why we sound old?
Because we've made you old.
You have. You have. We have allowed you to make us old. So, Savannah, tell us a little bit about what's going on with you. Let's get an update. Oh, all dear. Things Savannah.
Dear heavens. There is so much going on right now. You know, I just launched my brush kit.
Yes.
On sassybysavannah.com.
I have ordered mine. I got notification they were delivered yesterday. So I am super excited. To get my brushes.
Yeah. So the brushes were just released and then we have the bronzer coming out in, I don't know, probably 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then we have the three fragrances coming out in August. So things just keep coming. But today my collaboration with Feat, F-E-A-T, launches and I'm so excited for that. It's just a very cozy, comfortable, casual line of clothing, and you know, everyone in our household loves it, wears it. Their hoodies are amazing, so I'm excited for that. And that's the Cloud Nine collection, so I'm just staying busy.
And where do you go to get that? Where's the easiest place to find that?
Just Feat,
F-E-A-T.
Yep,
okay.
Feat. I'm pretty sure it's feat.com. But y'all, again, you know me, I'm almost 24, so I shop through Instagram.
So
I go to their Instagram, and that is how I purchase it. But yes, you can go to feat.com and purchase this collection.
Okay.
So,
and I'm sure you'll have something on your Instagram with maybe a link or something later.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing. I have a link on my Instagram, and I'm trying to find their website because it's not working for me, but we'll put that on later.
Okay.
But yeah, so I've got my collaboration with them launching and yeah,
girl, you are busy as a bee.
I know, while being at the beach, so I am definitely blessed and lucky, and I'm staying busy while vacationing, so
right. And now working on real estate.
Yes.
As a newly licensed agent. So how exciting is that? Because you truly love real estate.
I do. I love it. Because that's what I grew up in,
yes.
You know. So between going to houses with you and dad's love for real estate. And I think that's where I got it from. And I just love searching for new homes. I think the situation I'm going to get myself in is just wanting to help people for free. So I got
Yeah. Yeah. We literally just had this discussion driving over here, folks. And that makes me very proud. But yes, this is a business and you are offering a service to someone. And yes, and even though real estate is constantly changing, and I do believe that it has changed so much from when I sold real estate back in the day, but I also believe there's still that component of having someone to be your advocate, having someone to negotiate for you, having someone to truly have a knowledge of what they're selling. And I have stressed that to you because, you know, the real estate market today is so crazy. And I've said to you, anybody, not anybody, but most people can just go and get a real estate license, but there's way more to it than that. Mm-hmm. And it's, you don't ever take on a client that you don't understand that client, that you don't know what they're looking for. You don't ever take on a listing that you don't know everything about that listing. We have been to look at properties and and I don't care how much the property is. I don't care if it's on the market for $50,000 or $50 million. You should know everything about that property. And that's one of the things I've told you is to immerse yourself into it. You know, make people feel good about paying a commission to you because you are representing them.
Without a doubt. But as much as we love real estate, Mom, I guarantee you a ton of your followers don't. So let's
you don't
talk.
Think so? Listen, there's people out here though, whether they're looking to buy a house, looking to sell a house, looking to buy a rental property, whatever. Real estate affects lots of people. People sitting there, you know, saving to buy a house.
For sure.
You know, it's something we all, good Lord willing, are able to do at some point in our life.
Amen.
So anything else? I know I had said last week that Chase was going to be joining us too. He bailed on us today.
Because he had to go golfing.
Yes. So he bailed on us today. But we had a great podcast last week. And I know this one is going to be just as good.
For sure. For sure. And too, I think something too that we've spoken about within the past few weeks is, I don't know, I think because every time I come in here on this podcast, I want to be intentional with the things that we talk about and say. And we've spoken about like kids my age and younger getting involved in drugs and so early, and how I don't feel that there's anyone my age that's a huge advocate for not doing those things.
Right.
You know, I think because, you know, the amount of friends that Chase and I have lost due to drugs is, mm-hmm. I mean, it's shocking.
Yeah.
Like it's, you really don't even know what to say. And I think a lot of kids my age and younger and older, just so many people think it's cool or you have to do it to fit in, or you're just in a crowd and you're the only one not doing it, so you have to do it. And no. Because I can truly say that I'm not out here experimenting with drugs. I haven't. It's not something that, to me, it's just not worth it. Mm-hmm. It's not worth being cool. I would rather be the loser for a hot second and
be the winner at the end.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think that's, it's, we've been talking more about this, I think, because you lost a childhood friend.
Yeah.
You went to elementary school with, I think that when it hits home like that, it causes you to reevaluate. You know, I think when you see things on the news and, oh, that happens to other people. That happens to people that, you know, don't live in quote unquote my neighborhood or in my school. No, It doesn't discriminate. It doesn't matter where you go to school. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what you have, what you don't have, it does not discriminate.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And I think, too, a big thing, you know, that Chase and I were talking about was that Grayson is 15.
Yeah.
Like that, kids have started it younger than 15. Kids are starting it at 15. Kids are, and for us, you know, for me with Grayson, I don't care if he likes me or not. I'm going to be on him. I'm going to tell him right from wrong. I'm going to just hound it into him that you don't do these things. You don't experiment with these things. You don't. And then God willing, you ever do, like, call me if something's wrong. Like, I don't want you to be afraid to call me.
Right.
But it's not okay. It's not right. Because you could lose your life in a second, and you don't know what's in all of these things, and you don't, you know, I just, it's so sad. And it's so, I just wish so many kids would realize that it's not worth it. It's not, heck, I'd rather have three good friends than 50, you know, fake friends that are doing these things. So
absolutely. And, you know, and I do think that you guys, you and Chase, I love that you are concerned and that you want to make sure that Grayson doesn't make some of the same mistakes that you guys have made, not drug related, but I'm just saying in life, that you are truly invested in your sibling. Because I think so many people get so wrapped up in their own world and they don't even, you know, they don't even care, or they don't even think about, you know, their younger siblings or people that they may have an impact on.
Mm-hmm.
And I am grateful for that, for both of that, both of you are that way.
And too, I truly don't believe that people are out here doing drugs just to have fun. Like, that's something that's hard for me to wrap my head around. I truly do believe that people are running from something, or people are, it's just so many people in today's day and age struggle with anxiety and depression and
hurt and trauma. And
you see people, and through social media, they may look as happy as can be, but that doesn't mean that they actually are. And I think that's just another reminder to check up on people and even text your friends, even if they don't respond to you. Like, I've had people tell me before, I know I didn't respond, but when you sent me that message, trust me, I saw it. It meant a lot. So even if people don't respond, check them, check in on them, because you never know what that one message could do for someone. So I just think, I don't know, that's just been something that we've been talking about a lot in our household recently, is how it's not cool to do drugs. It's actually cool to say no to them and to stand up for what's right, because that is the hardest thing at times. Like, it takes a lot of strength to say no when everyone else in the room is saying yes. So I think that's just a challenge, is to say no, say no more, honestly. Yeah.
Did you know health insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of an emergency medical flight? Even with comprehensive coverage, you can get hit with substantial copays and deductibles. That's why planning ahead is essential for financial protection. If an emergency rises, AirMed Care Network's highly trained crews can provide air medical transport to the nearest and most appropriate trauma center. And with an AirMed Care Network membership, you pay no out-of-pocket expenses for that flight. That's right. Members won't see a bill when flown by an AMCN provider. An AMCN membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year. Join AMCN and secure your financial peace of mind. Right now, as a listener of our podcast, Chrisley Confessions, you'll receive up to a $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/Chrisley and use the offer code Chrisley. And it is, it's hard, because I know at your age, you know, everything kind of social revolves around drinking and revolves, you know, not revolves around drugs, but revolves around a lot of it, revolves around drinking and being able to know your limit and being able to not allow that to cause you to do other things.
For sure. And I mean, I think,
and it affects other, it affects people so differently. You know, there are people that can go out here and they can have a drink or they can have two drinks and they're fine. And there are people that can't, that don't have, that cannot say, okay, I'm just going to go out here and have a drink or two. I'm going to no drink till I'm completely blacked out, you know, or, and I think you don't know until you're in that situation. So if you can avoid it, especially when you know, that is the thing. And I think that's been for me and for your dad, we knew what we came from. And we listen, we both come from great families, but we knew that we had those addictive personalities. We knew that we had those people in our family who battled addictions and substance abuse. And we just weren't willing to take that chance, you know, and I don't think we talk about that enough, you know, to know that there are certain things that are just in your DNA. There are certain things that you are more, what do you call it? You're more prone to, you know, and I think we have to talk about those things because some of those things, listen, we can't control what we came from. We can't control what our DNA is. But we can control the decisions that we make.
For sure. And I think it goes back to what I've always said, like you can't help your childhood. You can't help the things that you've gone through, how you were raised. But as an adult, it's your responsibility to look in the mirror and see your flaws and the things that need to be corrected and correct them. Right. And it takes a lot of strength to do that. It takes a lot of humility and a lot of just
work. It takes a lot of work because as an adult, I talk to people all the time and it's easy to say, well, I behaved this way because this happened to me as a child, because this is what, you know, my parents did or my grandparents did, or this is what I was subjected to. There comes a time when we have to say, okay, these things happened to me, but I don't want to repeat the cycle and I want to try and heal, because I do believe that we're all flawed in some shape, form or fashion. But I also feel like it's our job. It is our responsibility to seek out the help, whether that's, you know, therapy, whether that's, mentoring, whether it, whatever it is, I believe it's our job to try and heal what we could not control as a child.
For sure. And I think as much as it is our job to do those things, it's also our job as the person that may not be healing at the time to understand someone else's healing and their process that it takes to heal. And there's a lot of times to where it is messy. It's not, and that's not to say that you allow someone to walk all over you time and time again or treat you poorly, but it's about having grace for people and understanding that everyone's in a different season of life. Everyone goes through things and you just, you don't want to give up on people. I think that's what you and Dad have always shown us, is that it doesn't matter how hard it gets. Like when you love someone, you love someone, you don't give up on them. You don't, because that's just not the, like that, that is the world that we live in.
Yes.
People always giving up on it, on people.
Right.
And that's not the people we want to be. And I think it's also giving credit when you see people healing and
making good decisions,
even if they're small little steps. Mm-hmm. Like I say, you know, Chase has been pretty honest, and y'all have too on the podcast about him with drinking and how he's made the decision to cut it out of his life completely. And Chase is gone, I think it's what, 7 months?
Something like that.
7, 8 months without alcohol. And that to me, I'm like, now that's cool. Like that's a huge accomplishment for someone who, everyone has their vice, whether it's drugs, alcohol, food,
sugar,
whatever it is. And that at that time, that was Chase's.
Right.
And so to go 8 months without that, that is a huge accomplishment.
Right.
And to me, like, that's cool. That's something to look up to. Not someone who's just like, oh, well, I fell into it again, you know?
Right.
Like, he's made that decision and he's stood firm in it and he's been strong throughout it. So to me, like, that's the brother I want to have.
Right. And I think it's too realizing that, and you said this, that everyone has their own vice. And I think it's easy for us to sit around and say, you know, it's easy to say, how could they just throw their life away by drinking, or how could they throw their life away by drugs, or it's hard for someone that maybe doesn't have an issue with food to say, well, how can they just sit there and eat all that and knowing that what it's doing to their body, or, mm-hmm. you know, but if it's not your vice, you can't understand it like someone who has that issue. So I think it goes back to what you have already said. It's giving grace. It's giving grace to people because, and I know you've posted this on your socials several times, you don't know what battle someone's fighting. Just mm-hmm. because, you know, because I'm not a person that feels like every single thing should be put out here on social media and you should divulge. And I'm not a big talker in that way. I don't believe that that's just not who I am naturally to just spill my guts and tell everything. But I also believe there's so many people that are hurting that we see every day that are walking around with a smile on their face. And
well, yeah, I mean, for instance, you know, there was, you remember right before I got ready to launch this collection with Feet, I had one of my samples on and I had to take a photo in it for the tags and stuff like that. And I had forgotten to take the photo and I literally, something had happened. I was all to pieces in tears and I was just like, oh crap. Like my makeup's getting messed up. I have to take this photo. And I take the photo and I look great. I look happy. But in that moment, you don't know that. You know, and that's the thing is we're so good at hiding it. And that's where things get messy is because you start, not only are you putting off this false narrative to the world, but I'm kind of doing it to myself.
Exactly. You know, that's what I was going to say. We start telling ourselves we're okay. We're okay. We're okay. We're going to put a smile on our face. We're going to do our makeup and do our hair and we're going to be just fine. And you're not fine.
No. Yeah.
And I think it's realizing that it's okay to not be fine. Mm-hmm. It's okay to not be good every day because no one's good every day. And we talked about this a little bit about this last week. I think Instagram gives people this false sense of everything's great. Mm-hmm. Everything's perfect. My body's perfect. My life's perfect. My marriage is perfect. My kids are perfect because that's the tiny little piece that you choose to put out there.
Mm-hmm. And too, though, the more that I look at it, the less I think it's about having everyone that follows you believe something. It's more, at least from my perspective, it's more if I post this, then maybe I'm trying to get myself to believe that.
Yeah.
You know, you post empowering things, or it's not necessarily that that's how I feel in the moment, but that's how I wish I felt in the moment. Right. And so I think it's a mind game that you play with yourself. And social media, I hate it. If it wasn't for...
You hate it and you love it.
I do.
It's a love hate.
It is. Like, if it wasn't for... I love it because it gives me an outlet to be a voice for other people who may not feel that they have that voice. And it gives me an opportunity. I love to, like, see friends that I went to elementary school with and to see where they're at in life today and to catch up with people I don't talk to on an everyday basis. But I don't believe that it is good for mental health. I don't believe that it's good for communication skills. Because you don't have to communicate. You're sitting behind a screen.
Right.
And that's why I've been a huge advocate for Grayson. Don't let, you know, no social media. Even I've told him, I'm like, Gray, you don't want it. Like, it is so much trouble. It is so, like, just live life. Like, don't be on it. So I do love social media for that aspect, but then I also hate it because people criticize you. People think they can say whatever they want to say. People, you know.
You You guys know I have talked about Nutrafol for months now, probably even years, because Savannah actually turned me on to Nutrafol. She started taking Nutrafol and saw such an amazing turnaround. I mean, she went from her hair just not growing, not being thick, to everything that she was looking for. So 30 million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair. And if you're among them, know that you're not alone and there's a solution you can trust to deliver results. Thousands of women have taken back control of their hair with Nutrafol, with many users raving that the supplement not only transformed their hair, but restored their confidence too. Nutrafol offers two targeted formulas for women that are clinically shown to improve hair growth and thickness with less shedding through all stages of life. Healthier hair growth takes time. You'll begin to experience thicker, stronger, faster growing hair in 3 to 6 months. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months. More than 1,500 top doctors recommend Nutrafol as an effective and high-quality solution for healthier hair. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code CC to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is the best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com. That's spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code CC. Hyundai questioned everything to create the best Tucson ever. Every inch of the all-new Tucson has been completely reimagined, resulting in an SUV loaded with available innovations both inside and out. From design to technology to safety, every aspect of the new Tucson has been improved upon. The SUV has been completely redesigned inside and out to create the best Tucson ever. From the digital key that allows you to use your phone as a spare key, I mean, how great is that? I have been known to lose a key a time or two. To the LED daytime running lights that are stylishly hidden within the front grille, making them invisible when not in use. To the 10.25-inch full-touch infotainment screen. Right now, go check it out. Learn more at Hyundai.com. Did you, I saw a thing where they were trying to, do an identity verification for an Instagram account.
Well,
have you seen that?
So I've seen talk about it. I don't believe Instagram has said anything about that. I saw where one of these accounts, it was just some advocate for certain things, said that they believe you should have to submit your federal ID in order to have a social media account. So they know who it is that's saying these things. Because so many social media accounts, people will create these fake accounts and go and tell someone to go and kill themselves or to go and... So you should be held liable for that.
Right. But also you should be held liable because if you're out here bullying someone on social media, you're out here saying things and you don't know what state of mind someone is in that's seeing that. I mean, there needs to be some...
People need to be held accountable.
Absolutely.
And I do not believe that social media is a place for these 10, 11, 12, 13, kids that are in there. And too, I remember at 15, that was such a pivotal moment in life. I feel like of kind of that transition between
being a kid and a young adult
and a teenager, and just when you're already struggling to find who you are, where you belong, and then social media is thrown into it to where you're comparing yourself to other people and
people that you don't even know.
Well, yeah.
You know, people that you don't even know are saying horrible, hurtful things to you, and you're probably never in your entire life going to ever see this person.
Yeah. I moved out July 17th, I think it was, and I was 17 years old, turned 18 August 11th. And heck, during that time, that was even a struggle for me. of moving out on my own and dating the person I was dating at the time, and so many different things. And heck, I had social media involved in it, mm-hmm. and the things people were saying on there, and with my appearance. And I mean, heck, I was 5'7" and a half at 109, 110 pounds. You remember that?
Yeah.
And that a lot of that came from things that people were saying. And
you acknowledge now that's not healthy.
No, not at all. I look back at photos of myself and I'm like, it makes me sad to see myself at that time, because I mean, heck, I was working out 2 or 3 times a day. You remember at night, yeah. I'd be walking on the treadmill at 1 a.m. I'd do 6 miles a day while working out twice a day, and I'd eat once a day. Like, that is not healthy by any right. means. Like, I weigh as much as I've ever weighed right now, but I also feel that I look healthy. I feel healthy. I don't care how much I weigh
right.
because as long as I feel good about myself, it doesn't matter.
That's right.
So I just feel like social media can right. have such a negative impact on teenagers and young adults that right. it's just go without it if you can. Right.
And I also think, though, there are some positives, because I have always been proud of you for your social media, because your social media from day one has always been positive and uplifting. And you would be shocked to know the number of people that I have come up to me and say, you know, I love the fact that my daughter follows Savannah on social media, because she's so positive. She's so kind. And that truly is a parenting win for me. You know, I mean, it is yeah. when you know that you have raised a child who is a good, decent, honorable, kind human being. I mean, and I do. I have people that come up to me all the time. I had my manager at my Publix came up to me and said, "Miss Chrisley, I have to tell you something." And folks, Savannah had never shared this with me ever. He comes up to me and said, "I just have to tell you this." He said, "Savannah was in here the other day," and he said, "There was one of our older ladies, a regular customer, that comes in, and Savannah noticed her being very particular with what she chose to put in her cart." And Savannah proceeds to take this lady through the grocery store, and she let her pick out, or told her to pick out whatever she wanted, whatever she needed, and then brought her through the line, unloaded her cart, and paid for everything. And that, to me, speaks volumes about the person that you are, because, you know, it's easy when you have access to money to just throw it. Here you go. Here's your $100. Here's your $200. And then you move on with your day.
Yeah.
But you actually took the time with this lady to go through the store, help her shop, help her get something that she couldn't. I think it started because she couldn't reach something.
Yeah, she couldn't reach something. And then I guess they were out. She couldn't reach something, so I went to help her. And then she had asked me if I knew where something was. And I guess they were out of it, but there was another brand. It was just more expensive. And she had said, "No, that's too expensive. I'm not getting that." And I think that's when I picked up on it. And I kind of saw the things in her cart and what she was buying excess of. And I told her, I was like, "Don't just
or
get
not
it.
What she was buying excess of, but what she was being very intentional
yes.
with what
yes.
she was putting
yes.
in her cart."
She was. And it was, you know, things that were either on sale or things, you know, if you bought a certain amount, you got it for this price. And I just picked up on those things, and I just told her, I was like, "We're going to get this today." And I went through and I kind of helped her put some meals together and things that would stay good for a long time. And she was so, I think at first she was just like, I think she was kind of taken back by it. And then she realized that I was there to truly just, because I wanted to be there. And I'd spoken to her after that too. I think that afternoon I had called her to make sure she had gotten home, and, you know, because she had someone that dropped her off and then picked her up. So I made sure she got home, and she had a doctor's appointment she had to go to. And So I think it's just, like I said, it's about being intentional, and life's tough sometimes, but it's just about doing the right thing, even when it's sometimes hard to do the right thing. And it's just paying mm-hmm. attention to people. And, you know, I think it was, what was it? It was, you remember even Dad going through the drive-thru, and I guess he had paid for someone else's stuff behind him, and then he gets up to the front and the person in front of him had paid for his, yeah. you know, without yeah. knowing.
Yeah.
And so it's yeah. things like that to where right. it's just, it's not going to be wasted. Yeah. It may be an extra $5, $10, $15 today, but it's going to yeah. come back to you. And I think it's just about doing the right thing.
Yeah, it does. And it's also about teaching your kids, you know, I mean,
well, that's what
Chase and I were actually, we were in Walmart, here in Florida and doing some shopping. And
I love a Walmart.
There was a couple behind us, an older couple behind us. And, you know, anytime that like the person reminds me of like my grandmother or whatever, I just, I can't. Yeah. And so, We got all of our stuff and put it in our cart, and they were going through, and I could tell she had a few little outfits. It ended up being for a great grandson, but I didn't know it at the time. But you know, she was kind of contemplating, you know, what am I going to get? How much of this? And so I told Chase, he said, come on, Mom. I said, hold up. I said, we're going to make sure that I want to take care of their bill. And so it caught them so off guard. And this little lady, she just started bawling. She was just bawling. And I was like, and it did. It just reminded me of my grandmother. So I feel like, and Dad has said this many, many times, to whom much is given, much is required.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's our job to make sure that we're paying it forward. So that was a good day for us at
That's
Walmart,
awesome.
You know, and
I think that's our challenge today, is to go do something for someone. It yep. doesn't even, you don't have to go and buy someone
no.
something. You can go and help them with something. You can,
yeah.
I think just pay attention to the things that you don't think would be much, but to
right.
someone, they're everything.
Yeah.
And that's
absolutely. Whether, you know, I love to see someone, you know, putting their groceries in their back of their car. Mm-hmm. I grab the cart. I've got to take my cart back.
Yeah.
If you don't do anything but grab someone's cart and yeah. take it back, or, you know, open a door for someone, or, you know,
what's funny, you know, and this conversation reminded me, because we were talking with Dad the other day, and you know, Dad would say it, like, growing up, how at Christmas time, like, before we took stuff up to our closet, we'd have to clean our closet out, you know, and kind of give some stuff away. And Dad did it with Grayson one year and said, all right, you need to go and get your stuff, you know, that you don't play with anymore, or that you don't, you know, that you maybe got last year. And Grayson went up to his playroom and got two little cars. Two little Matchbox cars, and he brought them to Daddy, and Daddy goes, well, where's the rest of it? And Grayson goes, it's all I have. I play with everything else. I don't want to get rid of it. And so that was, he tried to teach us at a young age, but Grayson, that poor kid, he wasn't getting rid of a wrestler or a car.
Right. In a small business, every hire counts. I know, because this podcast is basically a small business, and we've ran small businesses forever. So when talent is too important to leave to chance, you need help. You need Indeed. When hiring gets hard, you need Indeed, the job site that makes hiring incredibly simple. Just attract, interview, and hire. In fact, with Indeed, you can do all of your hiring in one place, even interviewing. Don't just hope your perfect candidate will find you. Indeed's hiring tools help you cut through the noise to hire faster and smarter. In fact, Indeed Instant Match provides a list of quality candidates whose resumes are on Indeed the moment you post a sponsored job. Indeed Instant Match helps you make a short list of great candidates fast. The moment you sponsor a job, you get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Then you can invite them to apply right then. According to TalentList, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/CC. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/CC. That's Indeed.com/CC. Offer valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions apply. Chrisley Confessions is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you get the great rate on car insurance, even if it's not with them. They have this nifty comparison tool that puts rates side by side so you choose a rate and coverages that work for you. So let's say you're interested in lowering your rate on your car insurance. Visit Progressive.com to get a quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's rate, and then their tool will provide options from other companies, all lined up and easy to compare, so that all you have to do is choose the rate and coverages you like. Progressive gives you options so you can make the best choice for you. You could be looking forward to saving money in the very near future. More money for, say, a pair of noise-canceling headphones, an Instapot, more puzzles, whatever brings you joy. Get a quote today at Progressive.com. It's one small step you can do today that could make a big impact on your budget tomorrow. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Anyway, so before we take some callers, I want to make sure that you guys know we talked a lot about Chase is contributing to the Women with Breast Cancer.
Yes.
So we've gotten lots of replies. We've gotten lots of direct messages. We are going through those. So within the next week or so, you guys should be hearing from us. So just let you know, we have not forgotten it. It just takes some time to go through everything and kind of make sure that we reply accordingly. So with that being said, let's hear our first caller.
Hi, guys. My name's Haley. I'm from Oregon. I'm calling for an opinion or some advice, I guess, on my family. Me and my fiance are recovering addicts. We've been together about 5 years and, you know, have a son now. With that said, my family is still extremely intolerant and unaccepting of him, and I feel anymore that I, and have always felt this way, that I have to defend myself and my family that I've created against them and their judgment. And I'm to the point where I'm, you know, almost ready to just cut ties because, you know, addiction, mental illness, all of that is a battle in itself every single day, and I just don't need the negative energy. They, I guess, kind of think that they need to be my priority and not my family that I have created, and it's really offensive. So thank you guys for just being amazing and a wonderful Christian. I hope that you have some advice for me. Thank you.
Okay. My advice is, first of all, I want to say that I am so proud of you guys for,
just being
for your recovery. And for realizing and being able to tell your story and move on. You know, I do feel like when you marry, when you decide to start your own family, however that looks, that you do have to cling to each other. I mean, that is what the Bible says. The Bible says, you know, that the husband and wife, that the couple should cling to each other. And that doesn't mean you can't have a relationship with your family or that you shouldn't have a relationship with your family. But I do believe there has to be proper boundaries. I do believe that, you know, maybe you sit down with your family and say, listen, I am healthy, if in fact you are, and I am in recovery, and my husband's in recovery, and this is our family that we have created. We have a child now, and this has to be where my priority is. That does not mean that you don't love your family. That does not mean that there's not a place for your family. But I do believe they have to respect your boundaries as long as they are healthy boundaries and as long as you are in a good place.
And I think it goes back to what we talked about was grace, having grace for people. With what you're describing, it doesn't seem like there's much grace on their end. But also, coming from a family to where I've seen my parents have to deal with, you know, a child, you know, Kyle, with all of his addiction issues. And it takes a toll on the entire family. You know, you've seen the toll that it's taken on Dad. But because of that, it's taken a toll on everyone. So I feel like it does take a while to repair those things, and so I think there has to be grace on both ends of realizing, and too, with Dad, I see it with Kyle, of he always has this constant fear that Kyle may fall back into it, or he may not be alive tomorrow, or he, you know, we've seen that. And I think Dad lives in that fear every single day. So I think it's also to have grace for that and realizing that maybe the things they're saying and doing are coming out of a place of fear and hurt than anything else. Right. And really, that fear and hurt is coming from a place of love. Because if they didn't love you, they wouldn't have that fear of losing you, or they wouldn't be hurt by your actions. It takes someone to love you to be hurt. So I just think, again, it all goes back to having grace in every situation all around and just living your life in a positive manner and doing the right things. And people will see it.
Right. You know, your family will see it.
Live your life for you and be happy, and they will see it, and they will either appreciate it and respect it, or they won't. And that, I mean,
and that's on them at that point.
That's on them. So I think just the biggest thing is you're sober, you have a family of your own, you're doing well, and that's something to be proud of.
Absolutely. Next caller, please.
Hey guys, my name is Liz. I'm from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I'm calling because, first of all, I love you guys, so I really trust your advice. But my child's father and I have been divorced basically almost right at 7 years this month. And he has dated some of the worst, right? Well, recently he got with this girl, and y'all, she is perfect. She's the perfect addition to the family. Like, we still do Halloween's, Christmases, Thanksgiving, birthdays, all of that stuff we still do together. My current husband and my ex-husband get along great. Perfect dynamic. Well, a couple of days ago, my ex-husband called me and is like freaking out, and he wouldn't really tell me what happened. So I call this new girl, and she informs me that she found a bunch of my nude pictures from years ago on his phone. And so it's just made it super awkward and super uncomfortable, and I feel really bad. I feel like even though I didn't send him those, like, I've not sent him anything since we've been divorced. So these were some that he had tucked away in an email. So I just don't really know what to do. Like, we seen them at soccer practice. We totally, everybody avoided each other. It was like, oh God, you know. So it's just a really rough situation. I would really appreciate you guys if you could just give me some sort of insight. Like, I have tried to, you know, I've definitely apologized, even though I had no idea about it. My ex-husband just is like, we need to leave it alone and move forward from it. Nobody talk about it. Nobody bring it up. My current husband thinks it's hysterical because his ego is, you know, about the size of yours, Todd. So. But if you guys could just give me some insight, I would really, really appreciate it, because I really like this girl, and she's so sweet, and she's so good to my boy. Thank you, guys.
Liz,
I'm with your husband. Liz. I'm with your husband. This is hysterical.
Oh, my gosh. This is crazy. All right. Well,
I mean, let's be real. I mean, I don't know why he would have your nude pictures still on his
after
phone.
After seven years.
But at the same time, this girl can't. I mean, y'all have a kid together. So clearly he has seen every part of you and has touched every part of you. So, I mean, what's there to be mad about, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping she was really digging, like really digging to find these pictures.
Yeah, I hope they weren't just like right there in the photo album. Hopefully they were at least hidden.
I mean, but I do understand where you're coming from, because you said you really like this girl and she's a great addition to the family. She treats your son well. I mean, that is important. So, you know, maybe.
And
you
too, though, I think it is about having some understanding too on your part for. Because you're his ex-wife, you have a kid together.
Yeah.
So in someone else's mind coming into that, they could think, well, maybe there's another chance. Maybe there's still something. Maybe, and girl, if you ain't got nothing for him, look at her and be like, there is a reason we are not together. I do not want him. I have not wanted him.
Right. You're married again.
You know.
And maybe just say to her, listen, I know that this is so uncomfortable, but, you know, I like you. I think you are great for my ex-husband, for the father of my child. I think you are, you know, a great addition to our family. Let's don't allow this to screw it up.
I mean, if anything, we know each other on a deeper level now, you know?
For sure. For sure. Liz, just keep us updated. Let us know how that goes.
Yeah, we want to know. And yeah. I think don't listen to your ex-husband's advice about leaving it alone and not bringing it up. Talk about it, hit it head on, and hopefully y'all can laugh about it a year from now.
Right, because if there's an elephant in the room, girl, that elephant ain't going anywhere.
It's getting bigger.
That's right. Hyundai questioned everything to create the best Tucson ever. Every inch of the all-new Tucson has been completely reimagined, resulting in an SUV loaded with available innovations both inside and out. From design to technology to safety, every aspect of the new Tucson has been improved upon. The SUV has been completely redesigned inside and out to create the best Tucson ever. From the digital key that allows you to use your phone as a spare key, I mean, how great is that? I have been known to lose a key a time or two. To the LED daytime running lights that are stylishly hidden within the front grille, making them invisible when not in use. To the 10.25-inch full-touch infotainment screen. Right now, go check it out. Learn more at Hyundai.com. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Julie. This is Jennifer from Columbia, South Carolina. Oh, my God. I love you guys. My whole entire DVR is full with nothing but your episodes. I was calling to check and see how is Rondell and Parker doing. I would love to see them back on some of the new episodes. Julie, has you been cooking for Rondell lately? You know he loves your food. And we're praying for Frances, and how is she doing? Thank you. Love you guys.
Hi, Jennifer from Columbia, South Carolina, my home state. Thank you so much for those sweet, kind words. Rondell, you know, Rondell's doing good. Chase was talking to him the other day, and so I got to talk to him. Yes, he does love my cooking, and I love to cook for him I love to cook for anybody who loves my food and who is appreciative. So I don't know about Parker. I'm sure he's doing great and just, you know,
it's
keeping
just,
it moving
forward. You know
forward.
How things are. You have different friends for different seasons of
absolutely.
Life. Absolutely. Especially in the situation that Chase and I are in.
Right.
It's just I feel like it's just hard to have those consistent friends.
Right.
And so, like I said, there's different people for different seasons of life.
But Rondell is always welcome. So he is always welcome at my table anytime. As for Frances is actually doing really good. I keep up with her through Faye. And she's doing good. You know, she has made it through her treatment and, you know, she's just working hard to put some weight back on now. But all in all, she's doing really good. Frances is a fighter. Frances is a strong woman who has worked hard and her whole life. And you know what? She is going to fight this thing. And it makes me so happy. And, Faye was able to spend a few days with her, not too long ago, and that was a good time for them just to reconnect and to be able to see each other face to face, you know, between Frances being sick and COVID. You know, they've had that time where they haven't been able to see each other. So I know it was good for both of them to be able to spend some time together. So we'll definitely keep you guys updated. But thank you so much, Jennifer. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. I am from Indiana, and I have a quick question. My husband and I, we do a lot. I am working a corporate 9-to-5 job. I also do real estate, and we are in the middle of starting a pest control business. So my husband can leave his regular job to pursue that. He really likes that. He wants to be, you know, his own boss, and we're doing really well starting out right now. But on my husband's side of the family, we are the first ones to really make something of ourselves type deal. And we just got a text message from his stepfather asking to borrow $3,000 to fix their roof. And literally 5 minutes later, we received text message pictures of them redoing their, so, quote-unquote, man cave. And it kind of, I mean, pissed me off because if you have money to put together paint a man cave, you should be putting that money towards your roof. So, like, a roof's a little bit more important than a man cave. But when you started making a nice amount of income, did you have family come to you and ask you for big amounts of money? And what did you do? Like, we want to help people and that sort of thing, but my husband's going to quit his job to do the pest control full time so we can, you know, make a big living for ourselves. And we have two kids, and we want to leave them with something and that sort of thing. But it's hard for him to say no to his mom, but this is a lot. So just looking to see what your opinion was. And love you guys. Thanks.
Well, first of all, I want to say, you know, kudos to you guys for working hard and for constantly trying to do better. I think, you know, that's what Todd and I have always done. I mean, from the time we started, we have always, you know, worked hard and always been thinking about what could we do next? What can we create? What can we build? What can we do? So I love that. I love that about you guys. So as for people asking for help, yes, we've had lots of people ask us for help. People we know, people we're related to, people we're not related to, people we have no idea who they are. And you know what? And I know Savannah's had this too. People have asked her for help. And you know what? There have been times that, yes, we have helped many people. And we do try to now decipher, you know, people that contact us, whether it's family or friends or just ranked strangers. I mean,
I just think the biggest thing, don't help someone if you believe it's going to lead you to have resentment.
Absolutely.
That's the biggest thing.
Absolutely.
And if someone is asking you for money while they're doing something, while they have the money to do something that's not a necessity, then
yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah, that's probably not the best place for you to be helping someone out.
Especially when you have a family of your own and you have, you know, what you know. I mean, heck, I will help anybody. That's where I get myself in trouble. And a lot of times, it doesn't even lead to resentment to the person. It just leads to resentment to everyone. Because it's like, why am I constantly helping people and I get, you know, then there's nobody to help me if I need help, you know, so.
Yeah, so I do think, and I think anytime that you give someone something, Todd and I never give someone something with the understanding that even if they say, will you loan us X amount of dollars? We give it with the in our minds that we're never getting it back.
Yeah.
If we get it back, it's just a pleasant surprise. But, you know, you can't give it if you absolutely, oh my gosh, I have to have this money back in order to me to be able to survive. Then you're not in a place to be able to give yet.
Yeah.
So I do think you have to, again, you have to have set boundaries. And I do believe that there are people out here that truly need a helping hand, and they take what you give them and they move it forward and they become better. So I do think you just have to be very discerning when it comes to people, that you choose to help in that way. So best of luck on that. Next caller, please.
Hi, Tom and Julie. I'm Erica from Texas, and me and my husband just got married in October, and we are kind of contemplating about when to have kids. We're thinking maybe about 5 years down the road, but my question is, how long did you and Julie wait to have kids, and when did you know that it was the right time? All right. Thank y'all. Love you. Bye.
Okay, girl, we did not wait at all. So we did not. We had Chase right away. When I was talking right away, I mean right away, we had Chase. So you know what? It worked for us. But do I recommend that? No. I hope that when my children get married, that they enjoy being married, that you enjoy being just the two of you. Because the moment that you have a child, it at that point is never just the two of you again. So I, as much as I love my children, I do think I want them to get married. I want them to find someone that they can truly spend the rest of their life with, that they feel like is just their person. And then enjoy that time, you know, whether you're just able to travel or, you know, invest in your careers or, you know, things that you want to do, give yourself that time together. And then I think you'll know when the time's right. I also believe that you can't wait till every single thing is perfect to have a baby, because if you wait till every single thing is perfect, you'll never have one. So I think just making sure that you guys are both on the same page. And I think that has to happen from the beginning, as far as your goals, your aspirations, when you want to have kids, how many kids you want to have, you know, all that stuff needs to be talked about beforehand. And I don't necessarily think you have to plan every single thing, but you guys have to be kind of on the same page when it comes to that. But give yourself some time. You said 5 years. 5 years is great. 3 years, whatever. Whatever feels right for you. But I do believe that giving yourself that time where you guys can just enjoy your marriage, enjoy, get into that groove of what works for you guys, and just that foundation of having, you know, a great marriage, a great friendship, because those are the truly things that those are gifts that you can truly give your children. So best of luck.
Are you looking for excitement in your life? Are you looking to make a change? Do you want to move to a new city? Do you want to find new friends? Do you want to be the best version of yourself? I'm Lexi, and this is my Diary of a Gen Z podcast. I spend half my life on the ground, the other half in the clouds. This coming-of-age podcast will answer your real-life questions, but explore your daydreams too. Check out at Lexi every week on Podcast One.
We have time for one more caller.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Bree. I'm from Orange, Texas, but I lived in Houston for a little bit. And I have a question for both of y'all, actually, because y'all have experience in bringing people back into your life who you don't know whether it would be good for you or not. And I am struggling with debating on bringing my dad, my biological dad, in my life. And I tried reaching out, and it's like he doesn't care. I don't know how to go about it. So if y'all could help me out on that on an episode on the podcast or whatever, That was great. Also, I've been a really big fan of y'all's show for a good minute. And I'm glad to see you overcome your obstacles. Thank you, and I love you guys.
Hi, Bree. You know, as for bring your father back into your life, I think that if you feel like that is something that you would be a positive for you, then I do think you reach out to him, you express that to him, but know that if you don't get the reaction that you are expecting, that is not a personal reflection of you. That is something that your father has to deal with. Those are issues that he has. You just need to know that you are enough, that you're worthy. And because he may or may not be in a position to have a relationship with you at this time, doesn't mean he doesn't love you. Doesn't mean that you aren't worthy of that. So what I would say to you is that if that's where you feel like you need to be, you need to broach this subject with him, go ahead and do it. But know that, you know, he may or may not be in a position to receive it at this time. But I think you put it out there and you pray about it. And I think when it's supposed to happen, it will happen. So again, thank you so much for being a fan of the show. We greatly appreciate it. So with that being said, Miss Savannah, I think we are wrapping it up for today.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and your words of wisdom at such a young age are just amazing. You know, I talk to people all the time and they're like, my child, I literally was talking to someone yesterday and they're like, you know, but my daughter, she's only 23 and she just does not get it at all. And I'm sitting there thinking, yes, thank you, God. Thank you, God. I have one that gets it. So it's such a blessing. So thank you for joining us. I love you. Until next week, good luck and God bless. This episode of Chrisley Confessions was brought to you by Hyundai. Check out the new 2022 Tucson at Hyundai.com.